Sue today received this letter from a frustrated reader upset with the recent increase to power bills. I don't think there are many happy campers out there today. We just got an increase in our power bill from Algoma Hydro. We haven't attended our cottage since last October. We are a Three Seasons cottage, behind Echo Bay. We pay taxes on our home, taxes on our side lot, taxes on my husband's business, taxes on carbon footprint, we have to carry insurance on the van, taxes on contents and pay tax on purchases we make during the year. Our delivery charges are $82.87. Where does it end? We will be taxed out of our home if this keeps up. Taxes have become the only way governments can survive, all because all levels of government can't balance a budget to save their lives. Living beyond our means is becoming the norm. When we sell our cottage, a simple structure to say the least, we pay capital gains. In my opinion, it's the government that hits the jackpot everything a cottage sells. If we leave our camp to family, they pay an inheritance tax. Why? All we want is a decent return on our investments. We pay upkeep, gas to get there, insurance, we unplug all appliances, and lights are out, then Puck wants to charge as well. We pay for satellite services. When is it going to stop? I've had enough with taxes. My ability to pay is dwindling faster every day. Lord have mercy on ordinary people, with ordinary living standards. It's high time big winners in lotteries pay taxes on anything past 1 million. It's time for governments to be accountable for their spending. It's high time we stop the ripoff from governments. Soon enough we know something has to give, rest assured. Don't be surprised if a lot of people put their homes up for sale. Having a home, vehicle, and a menial cottage will have to give it all up. Glenna Davy.